reconditioned cart, we have financing options available. Have an older cart? We take trade-ins toward your new purchase. Buy American and beat the tariffs. With our mobile service truck, we can maintain your club car, golf cart for years to come. Visit golfcartsc.com and view our inventory. We are located at the intersection of Highway 221 and Highway 295 in Spartanburg. Call us at 864-574-4616 today.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in the class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at GrassNerds.com.
Has your credit seen better days? At Founders Federal Credit Union, they get it. Life happens. That's why they offer personal and auto loans that help you move forward with flexible terms and a team that sees more than just a number. You don't need perfect credit to start your next chapter. Visit foundersfcu.com or a local office today. That's foundersfcu.com or visit a local office today. Founders, helping you do life on your terms. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
About the Green Law Firm, David Green, man, he's the guy. I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed. That's the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed. You haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid. Don't do that. Only Henry Winkler lives in Idaho. This is a personal matter and impact. I don't even know if he lives there. This is a personal matter and impacts your well-being. So don't call some out of town 1-800 company. Then you have a new problem, ID theft. Look, the solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Green, who's a Clemson grad, David's been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. He knows all the options so you can get your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, or have an audit coming up, David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session, 2717940, 2717940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. You know, from an advertising standpoint, by the way, you know, all of you potential advertisers, we can raise this kind of money. Imagine what we can do for your businesses. You know, I mean, you know, Marona, this just occurred to me. In the last 3 days of the auction, the last 3 days, right, with 8 total items, we raised $23,000 in 3 days. How about that?
It's great. It's unbelievable.
It's really, and it's all thanks to you incredible people. So thank you for everything. And thank you for saving lives, because that's what y'all did. Just absolutely amazing on your part. Because, like I said, this isn't, you know, people thank me, they thank others here. This isn't about us. This is about you. You're the ones who really make this go. And we really appreciate you. Just want you all to know that. And you know what, Ramona? I had emails and messages from people who said, well, I'm having a really hard time this year. You know, I just don't think I can. You know what? Just the fact you thought of it is fine. So, hopefully your life changes for the better. All of you who are in that position, and you come back next year. You come back next year. You have to take care of yourselves right now. We understand that. We understand that. But the response by all of you has just been amazing. Robert in Georgia. Robert, good to have you.
Walt, thanks for getting me in, and congratulations on another successful Tigers for Tatas campaign.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. We appreciate it.
And I want to go ahead and wish you and Ramona a happy weekend. And y'all be careful going home. You know, this is the triple witching traffic Halloween on a Friday.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's a good point.
I didn't either till I went out around 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, it doesn't happen often, but when it does, traffic is like 10 times worse than it ever. When I was selling and driving around Atlanta, I used to take stinking Friday off if Halloween fell on it. I would look at the dang calendar. Oh, man, I experienced some terrible ones in Atlanta. So, but loved your interview with Brad Brownell.
Thank you.
I hope, and I just want to, I got some picks I want to get in, but I want to make a comment on that. And you tell me if this is, you know, I shouldn't expect this, or this isn't, you know, logical or whatever. But, man, I hope to see anywhere from 6'8 to 6'10 dominating and being effective all over the court for Clemson this year. Out in, you know, at the top, down low. I mean, I want to see them big guys all over the court just draining and rebounding and defending. I mean, I just, that's what I'm looking forward to. Now, am I expecting too much?
No, I don't think so. I think that there's I think there's some versatility in the big men's skills, and I think there's some complementary parts. Clemson can 100% run high-low. They can also do some other things. But a lot of things Clemson wants to be able to do with their bigs, I think this group of bigs can do. And I think they have some flexibility. Like I said, Waleen can play the three or the four. I think Brad mentioned some more as a three. I think he indicated that, and he's indicated that before. You know, he said he might play some four against some of the smaller teams. But I think that Brad sees him as a three. Well, that's a 6'10 three. I mean, you don't see a lot.
don't you love that? Right.
And I think this team can rebound as a group. Like I said, I think going in, there's not one elite defensive rebounder. I think that's a question that remains to be answered. If I had to guess, I think the guy who's most suited towards that is Carter Welling. I think he's a great athlete. He's 6'10". He's a little thicker bodied, but I think Nick Davidson will do a decent job in that regard. Again, Nick's not a guy who plays above the rim. Really, he's a lot like Danny Ferry was, but he understands how to play. You know, he has a basketball IQ, and he understands how to use his body and position his body. From an offensive standpoint, you know, he's very skilled. He can shoot the three. He can put it on the floor. He's a really good passer. And I think that there's some versatility in the other bigs as well. I mean, Carter Welling, I've watched all the Carter Welling film. He can hit a face up from three as well. And he presents problems. But, Nick Davidson can score in the low block. And Carter Welling can certainly score in the low block because he's got the athleticism and the body type to be able to do it. And obviously R.J. Gottfried can. I mean, Gottfried attacks the rim. That's what he did.
What about
when he
was Gottfried defensive rebounding?
Yeah, I mean, he's a little undersized in that regard, but to be like the leading defensive rebounder. But we'll see. I mean, I think
he can move people.
Yeah, I think that's one question. And I asked Brad that specifically. I said, who's going to be the leading defensive rebounder? Because I said, I know you want to run, and every defensive possession ends with a clean defensive rebound. Every opportunity to run ends with a clean defensive rebound. So I asked him, you know, point blank, I said, who's the best defensive rebounder on this team? And he basically said, yeah, we don't know. You know, we're going to find that out. So there are things to be, you know, it's like I said, there are roles to be developed and discovered. And that's what this first part of the season is going to be about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, moving on to the football picks, you know, when I gave you my three dog night win outright picks yesterday, one of the games that I considered was Kentucky. Well, Kentucky Auburn. You talked me into it with your Cutter Bowley yesterday. Yeah. Now I'm not picking Kentucky to win, but I'm picking them to cover the 11.5-point spread.
They have the better quarterback.
And I'm not going to be surprised if they do win.
Yeah, I think they have the better quarterback. I think Cutter Bowley, people have no idea who he is, but they're going to find out. You know, again, I had watched his film before he ever started a game because I was curious. I knew what was happening at Kentucky, and I came on this show and I said, and I told Kwok off air, I said, I think Kentucky actually has the most talented quarterback they've had in a long time. I think people are going to start to see it this weekend. And so far, he's been just that. Now, again, he's just getting started. He's a freshman. But, you know, he's completing over 66% of his throws.
Yeah. And these next ones are all underdog picks. And, by the way, underdog to finish out their Boost-tober has unlimited 30% boost today.
Awesome. I haven't even been on it yet. I got to get on underdog.
You're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
Mr. Boost-tober.
In fact, Robert, let me take that opportunity. Robert's telling you right now about underdog and the 30% unlimited boost. He's telling you right now, and I'm going to be on it as soon as this show ends at 7 p.m., and I'm going to be taking advantage of all those unlimited underdog boosts. They have my name all over it. I am, as Robert just said, I am Mr. Boost-tober. Hey, football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action, so you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. All right, Robert, so what do you have going on underdog right now?
All right, I got, speaking of Cutter Bowley, I've got him going higher than 201.5 passing yards against Auburn.
All right. I think Auburn's really good defensively, but I could still see that, especially if Kentucky's trailing.
Yeah, exactly, and that seems like a low number to me. But anyway, moving on, I've got Eric Singleton from Auburn going higher than 48.5 receiving yards.
Okay. Now, that requires Jackson Arnold to throw a forward pass, you know.
Yeah, it does, but Kentucky's had a little issue with pressuring the passer.
Okay.
So I've got Seth McGowan from Auburn going lower than 45.5 rushing yards.
All right, hold that thought. So there's Robert, there's listener Robert who's on underdog like you should be, and those are Robert's plays for the night. Download the app today, sign up with promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage, underdog. Make picks, win money, must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina, term supply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS_.html for details. Concerned with the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, Robert. So, Robert, do you feel used now? You know, Robert, it's called for the greater good. You just happen to chime in just at the right time.
Listen, it is so much fun. I do $20, and it just makes it so much more exciting.
Exactly.
Let me give you two more. I'm going to skip a few, but I'm going to give you two more. I've got John Mateer from Oklahoma against Tennessee going higher than his 284.5 passing plus rushing yards.
Okay, I could see that. I'm a little gun shy. It's like Ramona says, they did me wrong. Well, John Mateer did me wrong last week. I had a winning pick. He just needed to go over 237, and he had 157 at the half.
yeah.
And then the just like one, a bunch of weird things happen. You know, sometimes weird things happen. Like, for example, you know, Oklahoma couldn't run the ball at all year, so I know Mateer's got to throw. They had a 70-yard touchdown run. So what happens there? Well, Mateer doesn't throw it at all, and I lose a possession. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. The last one I'll get off. Joey Aguilar, Tennessee, lower than 272.5 passing yards. Arkansas and Alabama both held him lower than that number. Okay. I got to believe Oklahoma will. Walt, I appreciate
you. I like that, Robert. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate the kind words, too. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. All right, Ramona, we have to turn our attention towards the you pick 'em games. We've talked Clemson Duke. We've talked Clemson basketball. We have had a banner day on the auctions, thanks to Allison and her husband Jason. I believe I had that right, and I have that right, don't I, Ramona? Her husband's Jason, right?
That's right. Yes.
Jason is the South Carolina fan. Allison is the Clemson fan, and they bought the Clemson Experience. They won the auction for the Clemson Experience, and then thanks to Sarah and Daredevil, because they won the Ladies Clinic package. So awesome job by all today, and thank you so much for all your contributions. You have made it all incredible. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. You know, Ramona, it's a good thing the weekend is here. It's a good thing the month is over, because my voice needs a break. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, behind Mellon Mushroom and Clemson. He needs someone who knows the law and will be on your side. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office, again, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, right behind Mellon Mushroom. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. Areas of practice include DUI. Being charged with DUI is a devastating event, can disrupt your entire life. Look, if you've been charged, it doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to save your bacon and protect your future. That's Nick Lavery. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. Listen, do as I say, not as I did. I was in a serious accident on Clemson Boulevard. I don't even know how long ago that was. And it was basically a new truck. I bought it pre-owned. I had 10,000 miles on it. And I'm at a red light, and I'm like the fourth or fifth vehicle at a red light, and I'm completely stopped, and a woman rams into me going 50 miles an hour from behind. I remember thinking that as it was happening and as I was starting to feel it, that I remember thinking this might be it. That I remember having that thought flash in my head, and my whole body just got crushed. I mean, I felt pain in every organ in my body. And what I should have done was what the police and the emergency people wanted me to do, which is go to the hospital. But I'm a pighead, and so that's not what I did. I said, no, I just want to go home. And they said, well, you can't. Look at you. I said, no, man, I'm going home. And they said, well, you can't even drive this. I said, well, I'm going to drive it. And I did. Well, I have some pain in my lower right side of my back now. I never should have signed off on. So don't do that. The insurance companies want you to sign off on things. Don't sign off until you talk to Nick Lavery. Do what I'm telling you. Any kind of accident. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision of a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you get justice. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. It doesn't make them a bad kid. Kids get in trouble. What it means is you call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you. Nick and his legal team have all sorts of experience. They know the very best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID, Nick Lavery's here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, free. Call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. All right, you want to talk college football, college basketball, Clemson basketball, whatever, you're welcome to do so. You can get in, 654-7627. We'll be right back, and we'll turn our attention to the You Pick'em games.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today, 864-990-3075. American Doormasters, for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
Clemson Tigers, no pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill and every note of Tiger Rag.
on Solid Orange Fridays, and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well-staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
At Ingalls, we know your closest companions are the ones who are always there for you. The ones you trust to have your back, no matter what. Who make the hard times a little softer, and the good ones, somehow, a little better. That's what family is all about, whether they walk on two legs or four. Ingalls, all the ingredients for family.
Attention Orange Nation fans, Cade Klubnik here. I get asked all the time where I got my beautiful truck. It's the same place you should go, Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. They took care of me, and they'll do the same for you. So Orange Nation, do like I did. Go see Martin McKinley. He makes it easy, speedy, and transparent. Even if you belong to Maroon Nation, go see Martin at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. EST, easy, speedy, and transparent.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Down in Louisiana, where
Dip Julie Broad Range. Okay. I have just spent the entire break with tears in my eyes, laughing my A off at what Ramona just told me during the break. Previously, on a previous episode with producer Ramona, skydiver Ramona, all the other things that Ramona's been, previously on an episode with producer Ramona, Ramona explained to me her entire experience of her brush with greatness, meeting Cade Klubnik or encountering, not meeting is probably not right, encountering Cade Klubnik in the grocery store. Ramona had this whole saga. It's a whole story. It was like 20 minutes. During the break, she says to me, that grocery store with Cade Klubnik? She says, that wasn't Cade Klubnik. I said, what? I mean, you told me for 20 minutes about Cade Klubnik. And she says, yeah, it wasn't Cade Klubnik. She said, he has that Dennis the Menace haircut. This is what she said. God's my witness. I almost choked. She said, he has that Dennis the Menace haircut. She said, it wasn't him. So I went back to the roster to look. She said, it was that Ronan guy.
That's who it was.
Are you sure, Ramona?
Yeah, it wasn't just some random dude who looked like that Ronan guy? It was Ronan.
Oh, it was definitely Ronan.
Yeah, because I looked at the roster, exact picture. Okay.
So you're sure it was Ronan now?
Yeah, it wasn't Cade.
Oh, my God. Cade is that Dennis the Menace haircut.
Well, you know, and I thought, I thought maybe his haircut had changed, but when I looked, him up for recent,
When did you decide that it wasn't Cade Klubnik? I mean, because you were telling me this whole story about your Cade Klubnik encounter. Would it just come to you by like osmosis in the middle?
No, you were saying things, and I was going, huh? Okay, so but I'm not gonna say though.
Oh man!
No, I just thought I'd look at him up. Yeah. And I thought, oh no, he still looks the same. I thought maybe he changed a little bit over the years, and he didn't.
Okay.
And then it was Ronan.
Why does it have to be any football player? Why couldn't it just been random dude in the grocery store? Are you sure now?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Will you be sure, like, by Monday that it was still Ronan?
No, I'm sure.
Okay.
Because it was, I promise.
We need to check with Ronan and see where he shops.
Yeah, we need to figure out where he was.
We'll have Ashby interviewed him. We'll have Ashby ask Ronan where he shops, see whether he was there at the same time. If not, we'll just give you the roster and you pick someone else out. If the next step is Peter Woods, then I'm going to not trust your...
No, it wasn't Peter Woods. It wasn't Peter Woods.
Let me tell you about Ben Equipment. BenEquipment.com. BenEquipment.com. Ben Equipment Supply. Again, the website, BenEquipment.com. It's new. It's improved. Check out the website. Trust me, you'll thank me later. It's unbelievable. Everything you could possibly want, anything you could possibly imagine. If they don't have it, you don't need it. That's the bottom line. Because they have every single thing. Ben Equipment Supply has been in business a quarter century. Ben Equipment Supply has four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster. That's where we rented the excavator out of that did work on my property. 1897 U.S. 76 Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location. Ben Equipment and Supply, providing you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. And, of course, this marriage of Ben Equipment and Takeuchi is renowned throughout the upstate. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing that union of Ben Equipment and Supply and Takeuchi. You just can't. Takeuchi is the best. They're the innovator in the industry. They came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-80s. Your source for Ben Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rental, service parts. They do it all. They have it all. You know how it goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. You 100% will thank me later. To the phones. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, man, how you doing
good,
today?
Good, Butch. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, thank you for letting me in, man. I appreciate it. I overheard on the radio the other day when I when I called in, y'all was in the background going, "What's he doing? Cooking or something?"
Oh yeah,
man. Yeah, I stay at home all day. I'm like a stay at home dad. I draw army pension. So yeah, I got a 10-year-old kid. So yes, sir. I'm cooking stuff.
There you go. There you go.
I'm mama.
We were just jealous, Butch, because by that time of day, we're always starving here. So that's all.
Hey man, I was cooking too, bro. I'll tell you right now, I could cook. You got a guy that calls in and gives you crap sometimes by the name of Tim Gentry or T. Gentry. That fool always told me I'd make somebody a good wife because I could cook so good.
Yeah, no, I don't know who that is. I mean, that doesn't sound familiar.
He's a knucklehead. He's a Clemson fan. He's my buddy, though. He's right. Been my buddy.
Right.
Hey, I got something for you. So we don't fire. Let's throw this out there. Say South Carolina wins out. We're just far-fetched wins out. Somehow, you know, Sean Elliott sees something nobody else has seen. Okay. End of the year comes. If you don't fire Shula, do you still keep Bama or do you fire them both? I say if you don't get rid of Shula at the end of the year, you kick them both out. How about that for a compromise?
Yeah, I think Shula will probably be gone, but, you know, I think you got to see the rest of the season play out. I mean, in the scenario you describe, if they win out, then you're probably keeping both.
I'm fine with keeping Beamer. If you win out, where did the fix come from? I think it's coming from that dude that you just promoted back up again to offensive coordinator. Sean Elliott has been all over that team.
Yeah.
Now, when he was with Spurrier, that's the best doggone special teams coach you had at South Carolina, in my opinion. He was good for South Carolina.
Yeah. I don't know, Butch. I think this, though. I think that Shane Beamer has some money in the bank for what he's already done, what he did a year ago. He had you on the verge of the playoffs. I think that matters at South Carolina. I don't think... You know, and I don't mean this as an insult to South Carolina. I don't, not at all. But I don't think you can reasonably expect South Carolina to be great in football every year because there just isn't enough history to say that. You know, so I think if you win 9 games one year and you're on the verge of making the playoffs, and then the next year you're not quite as good, and the league has gotten tougher too with the additions of Oklahoma and Texas. So, you know, I think it's a tough challenge. To win consistently at South Carolina in football. And I think Beamer's still the right guy for the job. Plus, Butch, in this climate where everybody else is firing their coaches and everyone else is going to need to make hires, it's just not the right time to do it.
Well, hey, that's fine. Hey, I respect your opinion. You know, I always have and always will. And I ain't going to say nothing contradictory. I think, honestly, man, I keep going back to, just like you said, the history's not there, but man, the money's there. There's no excuse for no college football team right now in college that should not have the money to buy a team to be relevant. I mean, like, even down to like in Furman's conference, I'm sure they've got NIL, don't they?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just an entirely different level of the sport, Butch. So it's not really
right.
The same
what I'm
thing.
Saying is, in their level, in their level, they should have enough money aren't they like? Is it MAC Conference Championship?
Yeah. Did we lose him? Butch, I don't know what happened, but we appreciate the call as always. Thank you. What's this? Texas sent me this from Patrick Netherton. From my Baton Rouge sources, take this with a heavy grain of salt. He writes in parentheses, Nick Saban flew into Baton Rouge early this week, was offered $20 million a year for 3 years, gets to handpick his successor, and becomes AD after 3 years, going to talk it over with Miss Terry. That would be something. I mean, if Nick Saban came back to be the hero conquering, returning hero at LSU, that'd be something. What would really make it interesting is he would now be in a league coaching at LSU with DeBoer at Alabama. which would make that thing really interesting. If Nick Saban returns, part of it's got to be that reason. He wants that DeBoer. I don't know. I don't know. Look, I think that sounds like it's just nuttiness, but who knows? I mean, who knows? I guess anything is possible. I could see why he'd want to get away from Punter Boy. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Hey, listen, if you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, don't worry. Moretti's Pizzeria in Malden has you covered. Skip the 12-hour drive to Western New York. Step into a place that's serving the real deal. Moretti's is awesome. Their pizza is thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection in a real stone oven. By the way, Ramona, don't you think like Friday night is pizza night?
Yeah.
Pizza night and Moretti's, right. Friday night, yeah. And Buffalo Wings night, because Moretti's has the original real deal Buffalo Wings. Not all the fakes and imitations. No, the real deal Buffalo Wings. Trust me, Dre called us and said, best wings he's ever tasted. That's what I'm talking about. How about Beef on Whack? You heard of that? Probably not unless you listen to the show or you're from Buffalo. Beef on Whack. They piled the roast beef high on a sea salt caraway bun. It's a cumberweck bun. With horseradish sauce, served with au juice for dunking. Trust me, it's absolutely insane. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries. You know, Ron, I'm forgetting that at Moretti's on Friday, it's Fish Fry Fridays. People come from all over for the Fish Fry Fridays at Moretti's, too. It's just absolutely incredible. It's awesome. Go try it. So much more. And you have full bar, but a family-friendly atmosphere. The bar's divided from the restaurant. Sports fans, we got you covered. Every Clemson snap, every NFL snap, and your team, whatever your team is, just ask them to put it on TV. They've got one wall with nothing but big screen monitors, and they'll put whatever game on that you want. Look, it's Moretti's. They also have the Little John Coliseum table. Check that out while you're there. Made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. You'll thank me later. Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We will be right back.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium, and Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Transmission problems. Amco Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. Amco of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from Amco of Greenville today.
Don't miss out on the action. Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries around the world and right here in your community. Learn new skills in a clean, high-tech manufacturing environment with many exciting benefits and campus amenities, including free lunch, free medical care, a new child care center, sports fields and wellness programs, paid parental leave, a transportation stipend, and much more. Check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison's, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart. Minutes away.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
To the poll question, since they've used that theme in 117 different movies. That's got to be the right answer to the poll question. Hey, let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on F-150s and new Ram 1500s. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high
high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. It's Lake Kiwi. All right, we have miles to go. I also, do you have the the sheet that you and Amy are working off of? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You know, we've thanked the people so many times, and with good reason, because that's where it all starts. But it also starts with the people who donate. So if you have the list, could you just run down quickly the names of all of those who have donated to this cause? Items to be auctioned, that we auctioned.
You want the names and what?
I just want their names, and that's all. Just that, they donated items that were, that we auctioned off, and that we turned into over $60,000.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Brian Henry. Should I say their first name? I already said his last name.
Are you talking? Wait. Are you talking about the people who won the auction?
Yeah.
No. I was actually talking about the people who donated the items to be auctioned.
Oh.
Because I don't know that all those people want their last names known.
Well, I mean, okay.
Hopefully, okay. Brian did.
Okay. Well. Okay. All right. I'm gonna just read these then. Engineered Sleep.
Yes.
Oakway Tractor, mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A, Carlton Mercedes, Beef Jerky Experience, Palmetto Party Experience, Schneider Tree Care, Roland Birdies, Iron Drive Floor Coatings, Reed Jewelers, Nick Lavery, Moretti's, Discount Appliance Warehouse, Jimmy John's, Clemson Four Wheel, Pickleball Kingdom, Sit and Sleep, Steve's Tire, Liberty Hall B&B, Caroline's Cakes, Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, ProSource. I have to move the computer down. Where'd I go? Okay. Iron Horse Steamers. And then the other ones are donated by the foundation and private people.
Well, and the private
foundation,
people, Victor,
that's all it says. Foundation.
Victor with the bull, etc.
Victor's bull.
So all of you, to all of you, a massive thanks. Because without you, there'd be no auction. So you know, it's all of you. And by the way, when you hear the names of these businesses, these are the people you want to frequent. Not only are they great at what they do in every single case, but they're wonderful human beings because they chose to donate to this campaign. So thanks to all of them. And again, above all, thanks to all of you, because without you, none of it would be possible. And you amazing people, I don't know what the final tally is, but you came together to raise over $160,000. That we will be donating. So just absolutely incredible. And from an auction standpoint, you know, all new records and over $60,000 raised in the auctions this year. And even the last 3 days, over $23,000 the last 3 days. So what an incredible close to all of it. And thank you from the bottom of our hearts. So, you know, we're done. This is the end of the campaign. And on that front, we'll see you next year. On the sports front, we just keep going. Let's go, Ramona.
All right. So do you want me to start the list over from the top?
Yeah. You pick them games from the top.
Okay. Penn State and Ohio State.
We're obviously not going to get into the depth that I hope to be able to get into, but let's take a shot. All right. So Penn State and Ohio State, and you did what again?
I took Penn State.
And you did that. Why?
Because 20 and a half is too many points. So.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to tell you something. I've watched the film on Ethan Gronkemeyer, and I think he's more talented than Drew Aller. I think he has a much better arm. I think he's more accurate. Again, he's going to be thrown into a terrible situation.
sort of similar to what Arch Manning was thrown into going to Ohio State early in the year, except now Ohio State has figured out the offensive part. But I still think Penn State player for player matches up really well with Ohio State. I think they have the most similar caliber athletes in the Big Ten, even more so than, you know, Indiana or Michigan. So I think it's going to be a game. I think Ohio State's going to have to earn this one. They've had smooth sailing so far. I think that clearly ends here. And Ohio State's defense has been great. They've only allowed 25 points in league. I think that changes. I think they allow 17 plus in this game. I think they probably win, but it's going to be tougher than they think. So Penn State, we're on Penn State, and most everybody else is not. We're good. Let's go.
Okay, and then we got Vandy at Texas. Texas and 3.5-point favorite. I took Vandy. Vandy was 11-1.
11 in favor of Vanderbilt?
Uh-huh.
And who was the one?
The one was, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Oh, Kwok took Texas.
Again, Texas has better talent, and we'll see how it plays out. But Diego Pavia, I think, feels like he should have beaten Texas last year, and we'll see. I mean, I think Texas is a question at the quarterback position, obviously. You have an injury there now, too. You know, the backup's okay, but I just don't know what Texas is. Now, they're much better at home than on the road, so we'll see. I'm not ruling Kwok out as being the potential winner on that. We'll see.
The next one is Georgia. 7.5. Now I'm losing my voice. Yeah, Georgia, 7.5 points versus Florida.
And I'm in
Florida.
Here and you're in there.
Okay. I took Florida, and Georgia is 9-3.
Really?
Yeah.
I took Florida as well. Look, I don't trust Florida at all, but we see a lot of these situations where coaches get fired and then the team plays much better after the dismissal. I think that has a chance to be the case. The other part is Florida's defense actually way better than Georgia's. Florida's question is offense, and we'll see how that plays out. But I think it's going to be a game. I mean, I think it's going to be a relatively close game. So I'm with you there. I am going Florida. All right. What's next? Next game.
Okay, the next one is Navy at North Texas. North Texas, 5.5-point favorite. I took Navy.
I'm worried about this. This line's actually going up. The money's going on North Texas because of Mestemaker and et cetera. And North Texas is very good at home. I get all that. The one concern I have from the North Texas standpoint is their run defense, which has not been very good. The North Texas run defense has not been very good. Therefore, I don't know that Navy is the best team to play. I think there are going to be a lot of points scored in this game. I gave it out as a road rage guarantee to go higher than 65, which I think was flat 65. I feel really good about that play. I just think, and I don't know whether that number's moved or not since I gave it out, but I think that Blake Horvath has rushed for 730 yards in the last five games, and he throws the ball. I just think he's going to be a problem for that North Texas defense, which I don't think is very good.
Okay, the next one is, that one was a 9-3 Navy.
Really?
Yes.
I'm shocked at that. I thought it would be more North Texas.
Okay, and the next one is Oklahoma at Tennessee. Tennessee's 3.5-point favorite, and it's 6-6.
What do you do?
I took Oklahoma.
Why?
Because I like Oklahoma. I like what's his face. Right.
You mean Cade Klubnik?
No.
You mean Ronan?
No. Yeah, Ronan. I like
Peter
Ronan.
Woods.
Ronan. He's a good guy.
The person in the grocery store gets bigger every time Ramona changes the story.
It was actually Bigfoot.
Pretty soon it's going to be Dexter Lawrence, who was just visiting the neighborhood. I took Oklahoma. Their offense or lack thereof concerns me, but their defense is way better in Tennessee. So I think it's a close game. And what are we getting? 3.5?
3.5.
Okay, so I take that hook. What was the breakup on that?
6-6.
6-6, okay.
Okay, the next one, Cincinnati at Utah. Utah's a 7.5 point favorite. Mm-hmm. I took Cincinnati, believe it or not.
Well, I mean, that's right. You don't like Cincinnati.
I know, I don't.
Because of the spelling of how they spell Cincinnati.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
A long,
and Ben spelled it S-I-N-C-Y on here for abbreviation. So Ben didn't help matters. But I just decided to go with him. Since they were the underdog, I went ahead. And
I took Utah. I don't feel good about it. I like Cincinnati. I think it's a good team. I think they're good offensively. I think they have an elite quarterback. But I also think Utah is a really difficult place to play. And since he's undefeated in the league thus far, it just feels like this is a spot where Utah gets it done by double digits. We'll see.
The next one is Virginia, 3.5-point favorite at California.
Yeah.
I took Virginia because, I mean, California. So, you know. That's why.
I took Virginia as well. I'm concerned about the way Virginia's been playing late. A lot of close games, a lot of tight games. But the thing that makes me think that this is why Virginia wins is the Cal offensive line right now, from a pass blocking standpoint, is just dreadful. I mean, absolutely awful. And I think Virginia will take advantage of that. So I went Virginia.
And that was a 6-6 also.
Really?
Yeah. The next one is Wake Forest at FSU, 8.5-point favorite for FSU.
Yeah.
I took Wake Forest.
What's the breakdown on that?
Wake Forest?
Yeah.
Wake Forest, 9-3.
Yeah. I get that. I understand that. I took Florida State. It just feels due. I mean, I think Wake's...
They're due?
Yeah, I think Wake's done as much as they can. And I think the quarterback advantage here goes to Florida State.
Knowles fan is making sure his fire's put out.
Yes. Quick.
And South Carolina and Mississippi, I took South Carolina because that's too many points.
Wow. I took Ole Miss because I don't think it's too many points. I think Ole Miss smokes them.
And then Duke and Clemson. I took Clemson.
Yeah. What's the breakdown on that?
Duke 8-4.
Yeah, I'm with the Dukey people. I just think I honestly think Clemson has to beat a team of this level before you can actually trust it, because you just haven't seen it in so long. And I think that Duke offense is going to be a real problem for Clemson's D. Obviously, I hope I'm wrong. I think Clemson needs 30 points to win the game, maybe more, 30 plus to win the game. All right, we're done. Have a great weekend. Thanks to all of you. I'll see you Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Break up. You better win now, and you better win later.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Ed Benkin. We are getting closer to Game 6 of the World Series in Toronto. In about 60 minutes, the Blue Jays and Dodgers will do battle, with Toronto looking for its first World Series championship in 32 years. They will play Game 6, and should the Dodgers win, there will